It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kanye West believes social media users are killing themselves because they aren't getting enough interaction from their followers. On Saturday, the rapper tweeted, "There are people who are committing suicide due to not getting enough likes. They're seeking validation in the simulation. We should be able to participate in social media without having to show how many followers or likes we have. Just like how we can turn off the comments, we should be able to turn off the display of followers. This has an intense negative impact on our self-worth. Do you agree with that, Live the Web Girl?
I don't think he's totally wrong.
I don't think he's wrong either.
No.
I don't think it would be bad to make that an option. You can hide your subscriber count on YouTube.
Yeah, see, I think that would probably be really good for a lot of people just because people put so much weight into, like, their following on social media.
Yeah, I think he's on to something there. Justin Theroux is finally talking about his split from Jennifer Aniston in a new interview with the New York Times. The Leftovers actor described the divorce as heartbreaking, but said it was kind of the most gentle separation and that there was no animosity. He said, again, neither one of us is dead. Neither one of us is looking to throw hatchets at each other. It's more like it's amicable. I mean, it's boring, but, you know, we respected each other enough that it was just as painless as it could be. The two announced their split in February after less than 2 years of marriage. Disney is scaling back its production and release of Star Wars movies. Disney CEO Bob Iger admitted that he had made a mistake and that there had been too much too fast when it came to Star Wars movies. He added, "You can expect some slowdown. We're going to be a little bit more careful about volume and timing." Iger didn't mention the future of the two spinoffs believed to be currently in the works, a Boba Fett film and an Obi-Wan Kenobi film. And Millie Bobby Brown took the stage at a Maroon 5 concert. Adam Levine introduced the teenage Stranger Things star on stage at the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, Tennessee, where she got her chance to hit a few lines from the Maroon 5 collab with Cardi B, "Girls Like You."
Super impressed. I was not expecting that from her, of all people.
She's very good. She's very surprising. All that in a little body. And coming up after 7:15, I'll tell you about Selena Gomez, what she says she's never doing again. Drake flirted with a fan at his concert, and this celebrity has a sentence hearing starting today.